all the way across.
And a very heavy thing that you might put on a bed in the wintertime if you didn't have an electric blanket, that would be?
Comforter, quilt. I think technically there's a difference. The comforter has more filler, like wool filler in it, and a quilt may not have as much, and usually patchwork, but to me there's a difference in the two.
I see. So a place you might put down on the floor for children who were spending the night, that would be
a pallet.
Would that thing be made of?
Normally two or three quilts or comforter or something of that nature. Sometimes you might have a small mattress that would roll up that you could unroll.
This adjective, farmer might say that he expects to get a big crop this year because the soil is very
fertile, productive, rich.
Any particular names that farmers around here use for soil that is very good for growing crops? Or very?
Well, it's a high yield soil, highly productive. Is that what? Good soil, rich soil.
What about just the opposite?
Poor soil.
What about if somebody mentioned sandy soil around here? How would you react to that as far as being productive or not?
Sandy soil, generally, it has an implication of being poorly productive for most crops.
People around here use the word loam?
Loam, yeah. It has clay mixed in with it. In proportion to the sand, heavier soil.
What about that in terms of productivity?
That's good soil. They got sandy loam and so forth. It can be too heavy, too loamy.
What about low-lying land around here? Usually pretty good land that might have been covered with water at one time and then used later for growing things.
I mean, like with, oh, there's a word for it I can't recall now. Alluvial soils? Is that what you're talking about? Like built up along river banks?
Yeah, well, I was something like bottomland.
Yeah, well, that's a bottomland is alluvial soil. Yeah, he's got good bottomland. Now, we don't have that here in Baldwin County, though, you might find some farmers come up country. Come down here and refer to bottom land as a versus hillsides.
Yeah.
That's down in the flatter, nearer the margins of the streams. We don't have that here.
Yeah, I see. Well, say low-lying grassland, that's land that's only good for growing hay or clover, whatever, that type of thing.
Marshland, wetland.
People around here ever use the word meadow?
Yeah. Good.
What about land that's not good for anything because they have water standing on it all the time?
Swamp, marsh. Swamp.
When you say marsh, is that in some way associated with the Gulf or inland or what?
Yeah. A tidal marsh lands. What I think of when I say a marsh. Is what's principally here. Swampland may be marshy too, wet, soggy, boggy, but swamp land usually had those spots with more water and bigger trees. Well, in a true marsh, nothing grows but grass, old rough grass.
So it's okay, we'll just let this run out.
Okay.
I imagine kind of you want to turn it in by
all right.
Talking about marshes and things like that, if you wanted to put